sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Raymond, Minnesota. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have Camden Conference softball for you this afternoon. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks taking on the McRae Wolverines. This game was originally scheduled to be played in Dawson this afternoon, but because of the rain early this morning and over the weekend, they moved the Dawson field was not playable, so they moved it over here to Raymond. And I was just telling McRae's head coach, Nancy Toma, I feel kind of embarrassed because I've been broadcasting over 25 years, and I don't think I have ever broadcast a McRae softball game from Raymond here and in the softball complex, just next to the Raymond golf course. So we are going to get started here, getting started a little bit early. Umpires are ready, and the umpires this afternoon are Vance Gullickson and Clint Schiller. Vance is behind the plate, just visiting with him shortly before we went on the air, and he wanted to make sure I say nice things about the umpires. Well, the McRae Wolverines will be the visiting team here in game number one. Pitching for Dawson Boyd in game one is Olivia Haas, and here's Olivia's first game pitch, and his ground ball hit the second base to Madison Hansen, and Hansen throws it to Kate Dahl for the first out. So one pitch and one out. That was Lizzie Coonan, the first batter from McRae, take swinging at that first hit pitch from Haas. And Olivia now pitching to Gabby Rant, the shortstop for the McRae Wolverines. Gabby Rant at the plate. There is one out. And Olivia in the windup, and the pitch is a strike. I saw Olivia a couple weeks ago pitching in Dawson, and she's done a nice job. She's a senior. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. So three straight pitches there to Gabby Rant, and there's your first strikeout of the game by Olivia Haas. Two outs. Tate Nokelby is the catcher. She's batting. She just swung at the first pitch for strike one. And a fast top of the first inning here. Olivia popped up foul over the first base dugout, and it goes out of play. Really nice softball complex here in Raymond. Grass is really green. Evergreen trees out in the outfield and the golf course and out in center field. Swing and a miss for strike three. How about that? What a job by Olivia Haas and the Blackjacks there in the top of the first inning. Olivia Haas with two strikeouts. And that'll end the inning for the McRae Wolverines. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we'll go to the bottom of the first with the Blackjacks coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
We're going to need Minnesota youth to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring. Right now, kids in 4-H programs are growing critical skills in science, agriculture, leadership, and more, as well as developing their interests in a variety of different topics. To learn more about 4-H programs near you, go to z.umn.edu/4hjoin.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Raymond, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And the Blackjacks, what an impressive first, top of the first inning for Dawson Boyd. And Olivia Haas got the top three batters out, Coonan, Rant, and Nokelby, striking out Rant and Nokelby to go down 1-2-3. Now it'll be the Blackjacks here, the first three batters, McKaylee Wente, Olivia Haas, and Haley Anderson, the first three batters for Dawson Boyd. Beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. Haley Schroffman, I believe that's how you pronounce her last name, Haiti. She is the pitcher, right-hander for the McRae Wolverines. The Wolverines in their bright blue and green uniforms, and the Blackjacks with their black, or gray and black uniforms. All right, here we go. Center fielder, McKaylee Wente. We'll get to your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here. And here's the first pitch from Haiti, and a swing and a miss for strike one. State Farm Insurance starting lineups. McKaylee Wente leading off. Olivia Haas batting second. Haley Anderson batting third. Batting fourth, Allie Essling. Batting fifth, Madison Hansen. Batting sixth, Kate Dahl. Batting seventh, Taylin Jorgensen. Batting eighth is Madeline Wente. Batting ninth is Madison Peterson. That's for the Blackjacks. One ball, one strike. So Wente, and there's ball two. It's high. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Didn't get a chance to do McRae's because it was a quick 1-2-3 inning there in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch, and there's a strike two called to Wente. Number four, Hattie, it's 2-2, the count, and the pitch popped up and behind home plate. And a nice catch there by the catcher, Tate Nokelby, right in front of me here, right in front of the fence. And a really nice, that's a tough play for a catcher when you got to look straight up and run back. And she was right just probably a foot from me when she made the catch. Here's Olivia Haas, swing and a miss for strike one. Olivia Haas, number six, the pitcher for Dawson Boyd, here in game number one. And the pitch is inside and low to Olivia.
1-1.
One ball, one strike. I don't know if you can hear the umpire, but just a few feet from him. And the windup in the pitch is high for a ball. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Camden Conference softball here in Raymond. Here's the windup by Schroffman, and pop foul out of play into the bleachers. And currently there's only two people sitting in the bleachers. A lot of people parking their car down the first baseline here in Raymond, and a lot of people in their lawn chairs enjoying the nice sunshine now. When I first got here, it was overcast, a huge thunderhead towards the Wilmer Litchfield area. Still can see it, but we're clear. Here's a ground ball by Olivia Haas right in front, to back to the pitcher, and Oh, they throw her out just barely. Good hustle by Olivia Haas there. But Schroffman, the pitcher, did a nice job. That was just a little dribbler in front of home plate. And Olivia almost beat it out. It looked close. Could have gone either way there. Base umpire Clint Schiller calling her out. Here's Haley Anderson. High fly ball center field. It's trouble. And, oh, a running catch by the right fielder, Jasmine Colby, as she falls down, almost collided with the second baseman. But Colby making a fine catch out in right center field for the third out. So the Blackjacks here in the bottom of the first go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the second. No score between McCray and Dawson Boyd. We'll be right back.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo back here in Raymond for Camden Conference Softball. No score between Dawson Boyd and the McCray Wolverines. The Wolverines batting here in the top of the second, setting up their four, five, and six batters. Olivia Notches batting, facing Olivia Haas here. And the pitch is a ball four as we come out of commercial break. So fourth straight balls thrown there to Olivia Notches, and McCray has their first base runner on. Here's Greta Meyer batting for the Wolverines. She plays second base. Defensively for Dawson Boyd, Madison Peterson is behind the plate. Kate Dahl's at first base. Madison Hansen playing second. Allie Essling at short. And Taylen Jorgensen at third. There's a pitch high. Ball two to Greta Meyer, number 14. 2-0 count. Olivia Haas in the circle for the Blackjacks. That was your infield. I'll get to your outfield after this next pitch. Here it is, and it's high for ball three. Haley Anderson in left field. McKaylee Wente playing center. And Madeline Wente at right. 3-0 count. The pitch. And it's ball four, back-to-back walks thrown here to Notches and Meyer. And McCray has base runners on first and second and nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Here's Erica Pieper. And Haas, she squares around the bunt, bunts it right back to the pitcher. Haas, Olivia's only play is to first. And Erica Pieper gets the job done, advancing her teammates to third and second on the bunt. And now there's one out. Here's the right fielder, Jasmine Colby, who made a fantastic catch to end the inning in shallow right field for the McCray Wolverines. Olivia Haas's first pitch to Colby is a strike. McCray threatening with runners on second and third. And one out. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike to Colby. Addison Peterson on deck for the McCray Wolverines. Haas. Inner windup and the pitch. And that's outside for ball two. or 2-1. Well, Olivia walked the first two batters, and now they're in scoring position with one out. Olivia delivers and rolls it, slipped out of her hand, and actually rolled across home plate. 3-1 to Jasmine Colby. 3-1 count. Olivia taking her time. And now here's the pitch from Olivia Haas to Colby on 3-1. The delivery. Strike two called. Fastball. Got the corner. Hey, we got a full count. Got a full count to Colby. Big pitch here for Haas. With runners on second and third and one out. Here's the pitch. And it gets by the catcher. I believe that's ball four. Ball four. So the bases will be loaded. 3 walks in the inning here. Here's the designated player, number 6, Addison Peterson. Peterson batting with the bases juice for McRae. Pitch is high. It's a short backstop here. So probably nobody going to be scoring from third when if it gets by the catcher. Well, that was a ball to Peterson. Runners on first, second, and third, and one out. We're in the top of the second. Haas, pitch. Strike. Ooh. 1-1 The count, that was a strike. 1-1 to Peterson. Olivia in her windup. And the pitch. Pop foul over the first base dugout. Ooh, right into the fans over there in their lawn chairs. They had to scramble quick and get out of the way. Well, a big pitch again for Olivia Haas here with one out. It's 1-2. The pitch. Low for ball two. 2-2 to Addison Peterson. Addison Peterson at the plate. Big opportunity here for McRae with the bases loaded. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Olivia. Outside for ball three. So you got a full count, one out, bases loaded. Notches on third, Meyer on second, Colby on first. Olivia gathers herself, takes a deep breath. And in the windup in the pitch, a changeup missed for ball four. And a run's going to come in for McRae, and it's 1-0. Meyer will go to third, Colby to second, and that was 4 walks this inning for Olivia Haas. And here's Renee Mendoza with the bases loaded and one out. Mendoza at the plate. She's the left fielder for the Wolverines. Sun is shining here in Raymond. Glad you're with us on Q92. 1-0 Wolverines. The pitch. Ground ball right back to Olivia. She's going to come home for the force. Throw to third. Not in time. Good job by the blackjack pitcher, Olivia Haas. Oh, now the ball's loose. Nobody called time. They're going to come home. And another run's going to come in. They're throwing the ball around and not quite sure what happened there. I was looking down my scoreboard. But the 2 runs are in now. 2 outs. And the pitch is in the dirt. Runners on first and second. Runners on first and second. 2 outs. What happened there? The runners were after the walk. The blackjacks were threw the ball to the pitcher, and oh, there's a solid hit out in the left center field. That's going to go in the gap, almost all the way to the fence. Here comes two runs in. Throw to the plate, not in time, and going to third base is number 15, Lizzie Coonan. Wow, she smoked that one. 2 more runs in. Peterson and Mendoza score. And 2 RBIs for the leadoff batter, Lizzie Coonan. Here's number 16, Gabby Rant. 4-0 the score. Well, walks will hurt you, and that's what's happened this inning. Here's Olivia's pitch, and that's in the dirt to Gabby Rant. Rant struck out in the first inning. Blackjacks need to get this last out here. Gabby at the plate, and the pitch is high for a ball. That was a well-hit ball by Mendoza, or Coonan, excuse me. Lizzie Coonan, well-hit, left center field between Wente and Anderson. There's a ball two to Gabby Rant, outstanding basketball player for the McRae Wolverines. Olivia Haas in her windup with two outs. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Four runs in here in the second inning for the McRae Wolverines. Two strikes, two balls, two outs. One on base. That's at third. That's Coonan. Here's Haas's pitch. Swung on and fouled back over the backstop. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think I have ever broadcast a softball game. It just kind of bothers me that I haven't been here in 25, 30-some years of broadcasting. Here's Haas's pitch. A high fly ball left field, and it's going to go out of play. And not quite sure what happened out there. Haley Anderson was given chase, and she went out of my view there. Foul ball, so Rant will come back. I did not see what happened out there in left field, but looks like the left fielder, Haley Anderson. Or there, no. The shortstop, okay. Allie Essling, I don't know if she just fell. Going for the foul ball or what happened. But the McRae coaches are out there. Looks like she's up on her feet. Looks like she's going to be okay. Did not see the dugout was kind of blocking my view there, so I'm not sure exactly what happened. But everyone's okay. Gabby Rant at the plate. McRae leading 4-0 here in the top of the second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Big pitch here for Olivia Haas. Olivia set. And the pitch. Chop foul right at me here. I'm actually broadcasting between home plate and the Dawson Boy dugout down the third baseline. Got my little table set up. Bottle of water, and two outs here at the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Oh, that's three. That was ball three. So a full count here to Gabby Rant. With two outs, runner on third for McRae. They lead 4-0 here in the top of the second. Olivia Haas in the circle for the Blackjacks, and the pitch. Strike three called. Nice pitch. Third strikeout of the game for Olivia Haas. And that was the third out. But McRae comes up with four runs on one hit. That was by Coonan. No errors, and they leave one on base. We will go to the bottom of the second. Let's see if the Blackjacks can answer. See if the Blackjacks can answer here. They're down 4-0 here going into the bottom of the second. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Paul Ramo back here at in Raymond for Camden Conference Softball. Glad you're with us on Q92. The Blackjacks down now 4-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Blackjacks batting here. Let me send up Allie Essling, Madison Hansen, and Kate Dahl to face Hadley Shruffman. Here's a shot on the left field line, and it's going to go foul. Wow, Allie Essling got a hold of that one and smoked it down the left field line. Foul. Good swing there by Essling, the shortstop, who was injured going to for that foul ball last inning, ran into the fence down the third baseline hard. Ripped her uniform, I understand. Here's a popped up behind home plate, and it's going to stay in, and a nice effort there by the catcher. Again, Dayton Okelby right up against the fence, couldn't haul it in. So Essling is alive with 0-2 count on her. Nobody out. First batter, actually, of the inning. And the pitch is low in the dirt for a ball. Defensively, pitching is Hadley Shruffman. And here's a pitch, ground ball fouled on the third base side. Shruffman is a junior. Olivia Notch is playing first base. Greta Meyer at second for McCray. Gabby Rant at short. Lizzie Coonan at third. Coonan with that two RBI double. Here's a ground ball foul again. Coach Wente at third base. Busy down there. Allie Essling at the plate with one ball, two strikes on her. Madison Hansen on deck for Dawson Boyd. They're down 4-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. The windup in the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Coonan fields it. Low throw to first, but the first baseman, Notches, digs it out of the dirt. Nice play by the McCray third baseman. Allie was swinging the bat hard there, and she connected a number of times early. Down the third baseline, that time right to the third baseman, Lizzie Coonan. One out. Shruffman's pitch to Madison Hansen is a strike. Madison Hansen wearing number 5 for Dawson Boyd at the plate. The pitch is way high for a ball. The pitcher, Hadley Shruffman. Right-hander for McCray Wolverines. Here's the pitch, and that's high for a ball. 2-1. More and more people coming into the softball complex here in Raymond. Camden Conference doubleheader. Game was originally to be played in Dawson. There's a chopper to the third baseman. Coonan makes the throw to third, and there's your second out. Coonan, two putouts in this inning. She's doing everything at the plate and now defensively for McCray. Here's number 3, Kate Dahl, the first baseman for Dawson Boyd, her first at-bat in the game. And swing and a miss by Kate. Big cut there by Dahl. Boy, the first inning, Olivia Haas went 1-2-3, struck out 2 Wolverines, and then the next inning walked 4 batters, I believe. And so 4-0 the score. Next pitch to Kate is one ball, one strike to Kate Dahl. Ruffman in her windup and the pitch. Strike two called. Hit the corner. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Paul Ramo here in Raymond. Beautiful day. Turned out gorgeous. No wind, really, just a slight breeze. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to guess who? The third baseman again. She makes a low throw. Kunin and gets it out. That was three putouts for McCray's third baseman, Lizzie Kunin. And that was a 1-2-3 inning for the Blackjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the top of the third inning. And McCray leading Dawson Boyd 4-0. We'll be right back.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, Nokelby took the first pitch from Olivia Haas and grounded it right back to the Blackjack pitcher Haas. Olivia threw to first for the out as we come out of commercial break there. So Nokelby grounds out to Haas, the pitcher, and we have one out. Here's Olivia Notches, the first baseman. The pitch from Olivia Haas is high for ball two, 2-0. 4-0 the score, McCray leading. They put up four runs last inning. Olivia Haas delivers. There's a strike call to number 19, Olivia Notches. Greta Meyer on deck, the second baseman for the Wolverines. Olivia struggled last inning with walks, and there's the pitch. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the top of the third. Two balls, two strikes to the first baseman. She pops that one up towards my car. Just bounced just short of my car. You know, I should go move my car. Otherwise, it's going to have a hail dent in it, like a lot of people got this morning. And there's called strike three. Called strike three to Olivia Notches. And there's two outs. That was Olivia's fourth strikeout of the game. Number 14, Greta Meyer at the plate now. Nobody on base here in the top of the third. And the pitch is a strike. One ball, one strike to Greta Meyer, who walked in her only at-bat in the second inning. 1-1. Haas delivers. There's a fly ball that's throw out of the reach of Allie Essling in the left field for a base hit. Just out of the reach of a diving shortstop, Allie Essling. Just kind of a bloop single to the left. So McCray has a base runner. And here's number 9. Takes the first pitch peeper. Throws to Jorgensen at third, and Jorgensen throws her out. For the third out, Peeper hitting the ball, the third to Talon. And Talon did a nice job of throwing over to first for the out. So no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. Blackjacks find themselves down 4-0 to the McCray Wolverines. You're listening to Camden Conference Softball right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9.
Subway in Appleton, located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Raymond. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. 4-0, McCray leading Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks batting here in the bottom of the third inning. The 7, 8, and 9 batters, Taylen Jorgensen at the plate. Taylen has a one ball, one strike count on her. Then she drills that one down the left field line, just foul. Well hit ball there by Taylen Jorgensen. But in foul territory down the left field line. Blackjacks are really getting around on Schruffman. Here's the pitch. Popped up, first base side. In foul territory, and a McCray can't get there. Good effort there by Colby, the right fielder, and the first baseman, Notches. So Jorgensen stays alive. Base umpire Clint Schiller really had to hurry and get out of the way. Schruffman, 1-2 count on Jorgensen. Pitch, ground ball, through the hole in the left field, base hit. There's your first hit of the game for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks by Taylen Jorgensen. So the Blackjacks get their leadoff batter on base. That's what you want to do. They're down 4-0. Here's Madeline Wente, the right fielder, to face Hadley Schruffman, the junior pitcher for McCray. Pitches high and inside for a ball. Madison Peterson, the Blackjack catcher, on deck. You'll get a turn here. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the third. Blackjacks of the home team. Swing and a miss for strike one by Wente. Madeline Wente at the plate. Batting in the number 8 spot for Dawson Boyd. Hadley Schruffman. One ball, one strike to Wente. On first base is Taylen Jorgensen. Here's the pitch, got a piece of it. She swung at it and got a piece of it and fouled it back for strike two. One and two to Wente. Blackjacks need some hits and some runs as the McCray Wolverines put up 4 runs in the second inning. Here's a windup and a pitch way high. There goes Jorgensen down the second. Here's the throw. It's close. Not in time. She's safe. A stolen base there by Taylen Jorgensen. And the Blackjacks are in business with a runner in scoring position. See if Madeline Wente can get her around. 2-2 count to Wente. Nobody out. McCray Schruffman delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. For out number one here in the third. Brings up Madison Peterson. Madison Peterson batting for the first time. She's catching for the Blackjacks. Here's the windup by Schruffman, and the pitch is high. Jorgensen's at second base. Blackjacks come into this game 2-8. One of their wins was against KMS. And a walk-off. Here's a swing and foul back behind the grandstand. 1-1 count to Madison Peterson. Then it'll be the top of the order for the Blackjacks. McKaylee Wente. Hadley Schruffman. The pitch. There's a drive down the left field line, and it's foul. Boy, I tell you, how many balls have the Blackjacks hit down the third baseline, down the left field line, and just foul? A number of them here in the first couple innings. Got to be patient and wait on it a little bit. One ball, two strikes, one out. And the pitch is high for a ball. 2-2 count to Madison Peterson. McCray infield ready. Jorgensen's on second. Pitch is a hit out in the center field. Base hit. The center fielder, Pieper, quickly gets it in. They're going to hold Jorgensen at third. So a base hit. Good at bat there for Madison Peterson of Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks have runners on first on the corners. Got a pinch runner here. Natalia Ritter is running. Nice hit by Peterson. Running for the catcher, Peterson. Ritter on first base. Jorgensen on third. There's one out. Dawson Boyd threatening. And here's the top of the order in Michaeli Wente. She popped out to the catcher, Nokobe, who made a fine catch right in front of me here in the first inning. See if the Blackjacks can get that goose egg off the scoreboard here in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner down to second. Ritter. So Wente with one ball, one strike on her. There's one out here in the bottom of the third. The pitch. Strike two called. One ball, two strikes to Wente. Runners on second and third for Dawson Boyd. Ritter at second, Jorgensen at third. And a big pitch coming here for Schruffman. Here it is. Swing and a miss, struck her out. So Schruffman strikes out Michaeli Wente for the second out. And Olivia Haas at the plate. Olivia really can help herself out here with a base hit, possibly scoring two. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Olivia for strike one. She was going after it there. That's the way to do it. You got to be aggressive at the plate. And Olivia is just that. Schruffman. Two outs now in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul back. Olivia falls behind. 0-2. Jorgensen at third. Ritter at second. Two outs. McCray leading 4-0. Here's an 0-2 pitch coming to Olivia Haas. There's a drive down the left field line. Foul again. Wow. I was just talking about that. How many times down the left field line foul? I should keep track of that. Well, we're going to do it all over. Two strikes to Olivia Haas. Two outs. Two runners on. Schruffman. Inner windup, the pitch to Olivia. She pops it up in the infield. The pitcher calls for it and makes the catch for the third out. Schruffman making the catch off the bat of Olivia Haas. So the Blackjacks get no runs on two hits, no errors, and they leave two runners on base. They're down 4-0 to the Wolverines. So Wolverines coming to bat here in the top of the fourth. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo here in Raymond on this beautiful Monday afternoon, or early evening, or whatever you want to call it. And McCray leading Dawson Boyd here in the top of the fourth inning. McCray, the visiting team. They're leading 4-0. They scored all four of their runs in the second inning. Here's the 7, 8, and 9 batters for McCray. Jasmine Colby at the plate took the first pitch from Olivia Haas, a strike. Everyone's in shirt sleeves, few people in shorts. Pitch is low for a ball from Olivia. Nancy Toma coaching third base for McCray. She's been here coaching, a long time coach for the Wolverines. Here's Haas's pitch. There's a strike. Nice throw. Nice pitch there by Olivia. Olivia's a senior. Just a couple seniors on this Blackjack team. There's a ground ball. Oh, right off the glove. Goes out in the center field for a base hit for Colby. Hit right back to Olivia. Just didn't get her glove down in time. I thought maybe it nicked it a little bit. But it went right underneath her glove. Hard hit ball by Jasmine Colby. That's the... Oh, we got a swing and foul ball, the home plate umpire says. This is Addison Peterson batting. She walked and came around to score in the second inning. So Colby's at first base after getting a base hit to center field. She squares around the bunt, bunts it in the air, and it's caught by Haas, throw to first, and then that's ricocheted off Dahl's hand, goes to right field. Here's the throw to second, and she is safe, I believe. Well, no, Colby got almost rolled herself sliding into second, and she is awfully dirty. Umpire Clint Schiller didn't make a signal right away, but she's safe at second. But there's one out. There's a fly ball off Peterson's bat to Olivia Haas. And then Olivia made the catch and tried to pick Colby off going back to first, and it glanced off Kate Dahl's glove, went into right field. Here's a bunt by Mendoza. Haas picks it up, throws the first. Not in time. Everyone's safe. Colby goes to third. Mendoza the first. So it'll bring up the top of the order in Lizzie Coonan, who had the big hit of the ball game so far. A two RBI triple. Here's the pitch from Haas. Runners on the corners for McCray. Mendoza can run. She has a lot of speed. Anyone else had been thrown out there. That was a nice, there's a ground ball to short. Essling goes to second, and they get her at second. They get her at second. Four on the. Oh, we got to call a double play there. That'll be in the inning. The runner did not slide. If you heard the home plate umpire. So, double play. Nancy Toma wanted an explanation there. But a double play, and that'll end the inning for McCray. So no runs, no, two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Blackjacks coming to bat. They're down 4-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
4-0, McCray leading Dawson Boy here in Game 1. And the Blackjacks got out of a double play there because the McCray runner did not slide in the... So they called two outs on her. So here's the Blackjacks here in the bottom of the fourth. They had scoring opportunities last inning, couldn't get anybody across home plate. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 4-0. And batting is Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson at the plate. Haley flied out to right field and a nice running catch in right field. And there's a high pop-up. shallow center field. The second baseman can't make the catch. Base hit there for Haley Anderson. Kind of a no-man's land there for Haley. The ball was hit high in the air. Greta Meyer, the second baseman, going behind second base. Pieper, the center fielder, running in and dropped between them. Here's Allie Essling. Pitch to Allie. Is inside and low for a ball. Hadley Schruffman, the junior pitcher for McCray. Anderson's on first base. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball foul. Ooh, just about hit Coach Wente in the third base box. Kelly has to be paying attention. Just about smoked her. One ball, one strike to number 13, Allie Essling, the shortstop for Dawson Boyd. Schroffman delivers. Swing and a miss. There goes the runner down the second. Anderson slides in the second, and she is safe. So, runner in scoring position. Haley Anderson at second base for Dawson Boyd. Essling, one ball, two strikes to Allie. Nobody out. And here's the pitch. Popped up in the infield. The pitcher will make the catch. The pitcher makes the catch for the out. And there's one out. Schruffman now batting for Dawson Boyd is Madison Hansen. She squares around the bunt. Bunts it down the first baseline. It's going to stay fair. They throw to first, and she is out. Oh, that was close at first. Close at first. Nice play by the catcher. 2-3 put out for the second out. And going from second to third was Anderson. And here's Kate Dahl batting. Kate grounded out to the third baseman, Coonan, in her last at-bat. Runner on third is Anderson. Two outs now. Boy, the Madison Hansen swung at that first pitch and actually dribbled it down the first baseline almost. The catcher did a great job. No could be a thrown her out. That was so close at first. Here's the pitch to Kate. Changeup, swing and a miss. First strike. One ball, one strike to Kate Dahl. Anderson at third base. There is two outs. Schruffman, the pitch, and it's low and down low for a ball. 2-1. Got a baseball game going on next to McCray. Not sure who they're playing. Here's a windup in the pitch, and that's high and inside for ball three to Kate Dahl. And the Lockbrow baseball team. They're playing at home tonight. That was a change to playing Central Minnesota Christian. That game was scheduled to play in Prinsburg, but it got a downpour this afternoon. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. She's going to come home with it, and they got to tag her, and they do for the third out. Schruffman, instead of going to first, goes home. And Anderson is thrown out at the plate. So that'll end it for Dawson Boyd in the fourth. No runs. No hit, or no runs, one hit. That was Anderson, no errors, and nobody left on base. We will go to the top of the fifth inning. Game's moving right along here in Raymond. Wolverines leading 4-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
4-0, McCray leading Dawson Boyd. We're in the top of the fifth, and Gabby Rant is at the plate. One ball, one strike to Gabby Rant as the train is rolling by us here. High pop-up down the left field line. And they can't make the catch out there. Anderson, the left fielder. And Essling go up against the fence again. And so Gabby is safe there. Boy, the train is awful close to us here. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but rumbling through Raymond right now on its way to Wilmer. Nancy Toma coaching third base. And Rant at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Count is 1-2 to Gabby Rant, who is a phenomenal athlete at McRae and basketball for sure. Haas's pitch. There's a drive down the left field line. Foul again. Rip down the line. Coach Thoma, Nancy. Oh, and she's got a big smile on her face. Gabby's trying to hit her coach down there. Back-to-back balls down there. Thoma's dancing around, avoiding the ball. There's called strike three. Nice pitch by Olivia. That was the fourth. Fifth strike. No, wait. Six, three, four, five, six strikeout for Olivia Haas. Here's number one, Tate Nokelby, the catcher, with a strike. Haas delivers again, and that's strike two. 0-2 count to Nokelby. Olivia's found their range here. Olivia in her windup in the delivery is outside for a ball. Well, the big hit so far in the game kind of came off the bat of McRae's Lizzie Coonan for the two RBI triple. And the pitch into dirt. Ball slipped out of Olivia's hand there. Olivia's given up just three hits in the game, but the inning, the second inning, is when she walked four batters. And that's McRae scored all four of their runs in the second inning. And that's what the score is, 4-0 here in the fifth. There's chopper foul. Two balls, two strikes to number one. The catcher for the Wolverines, Nokelby. Olivia in the circle for Dawson Boyd. In the circle, here's the pitch. That's inside for a ball three. I believe it's a full count. The count is full, the home plate umpire says. So here's a big pitch from Olivia Haas. And the windup delivery is high for a ball. Walk there. And McRae has Nokelby on first base. And there is one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And here's number 19, Olivia Notches, the first baseman. She struck out last inning. There's a shot. Oh, well hit way down left field. And it goes all the way to the fence. Nokelby's going to round third. She's being sent home. Played home, not in time. And the throw, Notches will go to third base. So it's an RBI double for Olivia Notches. That was the hardest hit ball of the game. For a minute, I thought it was going to be a home run. But Haley Anderson didn't have a chance on that one. Well hit ball. Ground ball hit the third. Jorgensen fields it, throws the first, and Kate picks it up in time for the second out. But another run comes in to score, and it's 6-0. Two outs. Nice play by Jorgensen at third base off the bat of Meyer. Off the bat of Meyer, hits it to Jorgensen at third. She throws the first. Kate didn't catch it right away, but she picked it up with her bare hand just in time to get Meyer out at third. But on the play, Notches, who just had that RBI double, comes in from third to score the sixth run for the Wolverines. Here's Pieper. Erica dribbles it down in front, down right in front of the plate. Oh, and Madison Peterson can't pick it up. That was a strange play. Pieper swung. The umpire's conferring here. Pieper just took a big cut at it and just dribbled the ball down the third baseline about 5 feet in front of home plate. Dawson Boyd's Madison Peterson ran out there, and she just couldn't pick the ball up. So a runner on first. There she goes on the pitch. Here's the throw, and not in time. Oh, and then they get her leaning off the base. And Pieper is, she's hurt. She was sliding into second base. She was tagged out. So that's the third out. But, so we'll take a break. The Blackjacks come to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they're down now 6-0. We'll be back after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports also brought to you by Wolfslager Excavating for septic tank installation, ditch cleaning, land clearing, CRP tree removal, basements, footings, and skid loader work. Give Chris a call at Wolfslager Excavating, 320-841-1074. That's 320-841-1074 for Wolfslager Excavating.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I guess I was wrong. That was not the third out. McCray is going to have a base runner. Base runner here at the McCray leading 6-0. We're in the top of the fifth, and batting is number five, Jasmine Colby. McCray has a runner at second base, two outs. What happened was Pieper, and there's a pitch by Haas. I'm trying to catch up here. Pieper was trying to steal second base, the throw. And the pitch is a strike. And Pieper was sliding a second. She really hurt herself. I'm not sure what, her arm or her leg. But the base umpire called her out, but which she was not. They changed her mind after talking about it. So, but Pieper is out in the dugout, and she was walked off with her coach. We got a pinch runner for McCray right now at second base, and there's two outs. Batting, Haas pitch, swing and a miss by Jasmine Colby for strike three. Now there's three outs, I can guarantee that. Three outs now, so the score is 6-0. The McCray Wolverines put up two more runs here in the fifth, and we'll take a break and be back with more softball from Raymond right after this.
My head started hurting really bad. We drove to CCM Health. The minute they got me through the door, my heart quit. I went into full cardiac arrest. A few days later, I got to go home. And I started my rehab at CCM Health. The staff there is just unbelievable. I can do anything anyone else can. They really know how to build you back up at CCM Health. They got me to where I could live my life.
CCM Health. Live your life. CCMHealthMN.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. McCray leading 6-0. Blackjacks will be batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Have a change because of the injury to Erica Pieper in center field. Pieper not in center field now. The right fielder, Jasmine Colby, will go from right field to center field. And we have a new right fielder, Domeyer, it looks like, is the new right fielder for McRae. Well, Blackjacks batting here. They're down by six here in the bottom of the fifth. Going to send up their 7, 8, 9 batters. Taylen Jorgensen swings at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Blackjacks have had base runners the last two innings on second and third and just cannot get the timely hit. Schruffman, there's a drive down the left field line, just foul again. Boy, if they ever straighten them out, they can go for extra bases there, that's for sure. Nice, strong swing there by Taylen Jorgensen. 0-2 count to Taylen. She's got to guard the plate here. Hadley Schruffman in her windup in the pitch. There's a shot. Oh, what a catch by the shortstop. Oh, ice cream cone catch. Gabby Rant used all of her height there and jumped up, and it was nothing but softball, you know, ice cream cone catch, and that was amazing. Off the bat of Jorgensen, hard hit ball, looked like it was going to go into left field, and Gabby Rant used all of her height there, jumped up and made the catch, and the ball, you could see the visibly see the softball sitting on top of her glove. One out. Boy, Taylen ripped that one. Here's Madeline Wente. And the pitch is a shot down the right field. First baseman fields it. And she goes and steps on first base, Olivia Notches. Another hard hit ball by the Blackjacks. Off Wente. And right to the first baseman, Olivia Notches. And she, quick reaction there. Here's the number 9 batter, Madison Peterson. She hits one out in the left field, base hit. First pitch to Madison Peterson, the Blackjack catcher, and she's 2 for 2. We have a Ritter coming in to pinch hit for Madison Peterson, 2 for 2 on the day. Here's left-handed batter in the top of the order now for Dawson Boy, McKaylee Wente, with Ritter on first base and two outs. There's a strike called to Wente. Once again, Dawson Boyd with base runners, unable to push him across. Number 19, Wente at the plate. Schruffman delivers in the dirt. Ritter's going to go to second on the pitch. So Wente has a RBI out there at second base for Dawson Boyd. Down 6-0 if you're just tuning in. Here's the pitch from Schruffman. And it's high for ball. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Dawson Boyd, the home team here in game one. We will have a game two. Shuffling in the windup and the pitch. Down in the dirt for ball. 3 balls, 1 strike to McKaylee Wente. McKaylee Wente, a junior. Waiting for the next pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Full count to Wente. Two outs. Full count. Runner on second. That's Ritter for the Blackjacks. They're down 6-0. Schruffman. Inner windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. So for the Blackjacks, go down in the bottom of the fifth. No runs on one hit. That was by Madison Peterson. No errors, and they leave Ritter at second base. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. It's McRae 6, Dawson Boyd 0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, we're back here in Raymond. Dawson Boyd down 6-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Has some changes here for Dawson Boyd. Get to them in a minute. Wente is not in right field. Madeline. Well, batting here and facing Olivia Haas will be the 8-9-1 batters. Addison Peterson, designated player, steps into the batter's box to face Olivia Haas. Here's the pitch. She went around on it. Jammed her. She didn't mean to swing at it, but she did for strike one. And there's strike two called. Nice pitch by Olivia Haas. Olivia bringing it here. She just struggled in the second inning. She has six strikeouts in the game. As the pitch is high for a ball. Blackjacks down 6-0. Here's the pitch from Olivia. Pop foul out of play. Softball complex right next to the baseball complex here. McRae baseball team playing tonight. And a number of golfers. Golf course here in Raymond, out beyond the outfield fence here. You can see a number of them out there golfing. Pitch is down low. So Olivia had Peterson 0-2. Now it's 2-2 to Addison Peterson. She's flied out and walked in the game. There's ball three. So a full count to Peterson. Mendoza on deck for McRae. She had a base hit last inning. Number six, Addison Peterson, the designated player. Olivia Haas set. Full count pitch. And here it is. Ground ball hit the short. Essling fields it, throws the first, and they get her. 6-3 put out, out number one. Allie Essling, a routine ground ball to short. And she threw the first to Kate Dahl for the out. Here's Mendoza at the plate. Ground ball hit the Essling at short. Same play, replay, out number two. Mendoza takes the first pitch and grounds it out to Essling at short. Here's the top of the order, Lizzie Kunin. And she pops it up, and Olivia Haas will make the catch for out number three. 1-2-3 inning there for the Blackjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for McRae. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth. Blackjacks down 6-0. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
All right, Paul Ramo here in Raymond on this beautiful Monday evening. And McRae leading 6-0. They had four runs in the second inning and two in the fourth. Well, let's hit the Blackjacks. Like I said, every inning the Blackjacks have base runners, but they haven't got anybody across home plate yet. Here's Olivia Haas. Olivia's made contact both times at the plate, grounding out to the pitcher and then popping out to the pitcher. And now she squares around the bunt, bunts it in the air to the third baseman, and making the catch, there was number 15, the third baseman, guess who, Lizzie Coonan. She has been phenomenal here today defensively and at the plate. Here's Haley Anderson swinging, fouled the ball back. Haley's flied out to right, and then she got a base hit to center field, her last at bat. Schruffman, a right-hander, junior, delivers. Haley pops it high in the air. The pitcher is calling for it, Schruffman, and makes the catch for out number two here in the sixth inning. And Allie Essling will bat for Dawson Boyd. Allie's also made contact both at bats, grounding out to Coonan at third. And she swings at that one and follows it back. Allie's got a really nice swing. It's smooth and aggressive. Schruffman in the windup in the pitch. Popped up right side of the field in foul territory. The first baseman over there, and she hauls it in. That's Notches for the third out. That was a 1-2-3 inning for Schruffman and the McRae Wolverines. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Dawson Boyd. We're going to go to the top of the seventh. McRae leading Dawson Boyd 6-0. You're listening to Blackjack Softball right here on 92.1 FM KOQP, Madison Dawson.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
All right, we're in the top of the seventh inning, 6-0, McRae leading Dawson Boyd. McRae, Gabby Rant got a base hit to left field, and then Nokobe came up to bunt for McRae. Olivia Haas fielded the ball through the first and on the throw to first. Rant tried to make it to third base, and they would add her out, but the Blackjacks dropped the ball there at third. So Rant is at third base here in the top of the seventh. There's one out, and number 19, Olivia Notches, the first baseman, is batting. And the McRae Wolverines leading 6-0 here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, pop fly. Center field, this is going to be trouble, and it's going to drop in there for a base hit, and Rant comes in to score the seventh run for the McRae Wolverines. So Notches with a base hit to right center field. Avery Peterson is now playing right field for Wente. Here's number 14, Greta Meyer. One out here in the seventh. Olivia Haas going the distance here for the Blackjacks. She's in her windup and the pitch. Popped up. Esslein, the shortstop. Oh, dropped the ball. Now they have to hustle it, and they throw the second, and she is safe. Oh, my. Allie Esslein dropped the ball behind second base, and then nobody went to get the ball, and Notches gets the second. I'm going to have to give a base hit there. That was a strange play there. Number 17, a timeout called. Blackjacks defense out there. Runners on first and second for McRae now with one out here in the seventh. Batting is number 17 for the McRae Wolverines. Layla Owen-Dumeyer batting for Pieper, who was injured in the game, sliding into second base. Well, there's one out. Blackjacks down 7-0 here in the seventh. They are the home team here in the bottom of the seventh. Dumeyer batting. First at bat for her. She swings at the pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Olivia Haas is giving up just four hits in the game. There's a chopper to the third baseman, Jorgensen, throws the third, not in time. It gets goes out in the left field. Everyone's going to be safe. An error there by Talon. Wow. Get the ball is hit right to Jorgensen, the third, and then the shortstop, Esslein, come over to cover third base, and Talon threw it too hard and got by Esslein, standing on third base bag, so everyone's safe. Here's Jasmine Colby batting with the bases loaded now. Bases loaded of Wolverines, and the pitch swung on, fouled back for a strike. Two, I believe. There's a one. 7-0, McRae leading. They got one run here in the seventh. One out. One ball, one strike, and here's the pitch from Haas. Popped up, Esslein coming in, makes a diving catch for the out, and then she's going to hold on to the ball. Nice diving catch by Esslein at short for Dawson Boyd. Two outs here in the seventh. Going to bring up number 6, Addison Peterson, the designated player. Bases remain juiced here. Pitches inside. A strike called. Strike called to number 6, Addison Peterson. Here's the next pitch. Strike 2 called. Nice pitch by Haas. Nice pitch by Olivia. Let's see if she can get that third strike. Here it is. And it's way high. Nice job there by Maddie Peterson, the Blackjack catcher. 7-0. McRae leading Dawson Boyd here in the seventh inning. The Blackjacks will come to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Pops it up right field. Kate Dahl in foul territory will make the catch for the third out, and the Wolverines leave the bases loaded. No run, or one run on 1-2-3 hits. So Blackjacks come to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. They're down 7-0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
And sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
All right, the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. They need seven runs to tie, and they need eight runs to win. Can they do it? About, 8 years ago in RCW, I remember the situation well. They were down in extra innings, and they came back and put up, I think, four or five runs against RCW on a very cold day. And that was a really exciting win for Dawson Boyd. Well, here we go. Madison Hanson steps into the batter's box to face Schrummer. And the pitch is low for a ball. 7-0 McRae leading. Schrummer's done a nice job in the circle for the McRae Wolverines. There's the next pitch, and that's a strike. One ball, one strike to Madison Hanson. Kate Dahl on deck for Dawson Boyd. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. One ball, two strikes to Hanson. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Blackjacks down 7-0. Here's the windup and the pitch, and that's down low. Blackjacks need everybody on base. 2-2 to number five, Madison Hanson. Madison's grounded out to third and grounded out to the in front of home plate to the catcher. Pitch is low for a ball. Full count to Madison. Make it on base any way you can. Have a Schruffman on a full count here to Madison Hanson. Here's the pitch. And that's high for a ball. So the Blackjacks, Madison Hanson, good at bat there for Madison. Gets on base. And here's Kate Dahl to face Schrummer for the third time today. Hanson at first. Here's the pitch. And that strike called right at the knees. We'll do it a game two here. Maybe a 10-minute break between games. Then we'll pick up game two. Kate Dahl at the plate. We're not done with game one yet. The Blackjacks want to come back. They need seven runs, eight runs. Swing and a miss by Kate for strike two. Blackjacks, Schrummer, four hits. Blackjacks have four hits in the game. Here's the pitch, just swung on and fall back to the backstop. Count remains 0-2 to Kate Dahl. Kate, the outstanding athlete at Dawson Boyd, loved watching her play volleyball and basketball. Here's the pitch. There's a long fly ball. Way left field, way back there. It's going to go over to left fielder's head. And here's the play at third, not in time. And a double for Kate Dahl. A double for Kate Dahl, almost to the left field fence. And Madison Hanson goes from first to third. Hey, folks, there's nobody out. Here's Taylen Jorgensen. Taylen Jorgensen at the plate, and she swings at that one and fouls it back. That was the best hit of the game for Dawson Boyd. Kate Dahl, deep left field. Haley Anderson, no chance for her. She just turned around and started running. And I think it just hit once and hit the base of the fence. There's a swing and a miss by Taylen. Nobody out here in the seventh. Madison Hanson on third. after drawing a walk, and Dahl with her double at second. Shruffman, 0-2 pitch to Jorgensen. Here it is. And right to the third baseman, and she tags Hansen at third for the double play. How about Kunin at third today? What a quick thinking third baseman in Kunin. Two outs. Wente, Madeline batting. Number 16. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. It's Avery Peterson, number 16 batting, her first at bat. Two outs now. And there's a shot over the second baseman, Ted. Here comes Kate Dahl around third, and the Blackjacks get the goose egg off the scoreboard. An RBI single by Avery Peterson. Here's Madison Peterson batting, number 9 batter. How big is that double play by Kunin at third off Jorgensen's bat? There was nothing that Madison Hansen could do. They're swinging a miss. Oh, she got a tip. So got a piece of it, the umpire says. What happened to Taylor Jorgensen? She had a line drive to third base. Kunin caught it, and all she had to do was stand there and tag Madison Hansen, who was, Madison couldn't do nothing about that. She was standing. There's a high fly ball left field, and it might go out of play, and it does. There's nothing Madison could do, and Kunin just tagged her for the double play. And just like that, a big threat is gone. Now Avery Peterson just hit in Kate Dahl from second. And Peterson, Madison Peterson, golfs that one, hits it to Rant at short. She throws the second for the force out. And the McRae Wolverines win game one, 7-1. Blackjacks picked up, one run on that inning and two hits in the inning. And so line scores read McRae 7 runs on 8 hits, 6 left on base. Dawson Boyd, 1 run on 6 hits. And the Blackjacks left 10 on base. So there's game one. Neil Subway player of the game. I'm going to give it to McRae's Lizzie Kunin. She had the big 2 RBI triple in the second. And then I'm giving it to her because of her defense. She played phenomenal defensively with a number of putouts. So Lizzie Kunin is our Neonito Subway player of the game. She's a senior. And so there's your final, 7-1. McRae defeating Dawson Boyd. Olivia Haas on the mound. Olivia had 6 strikeouts on the game. Gave up 8 hits. And so she did pretty good, really. You know, Blackjacks had 3 errors in the game. The walks is what hurt Olivia in the second inning. Otherwise, take that second inning out of there. Take that second inning out of there, and you got a ball game. And Olivia just gave me a graduation card here. So I tell you what we're doing. We're going to take about a 10-minute break here, and we'll be back with game two here in Raymond between the McRae Wolverines and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks after this.